Meanwhile, fentanyl was the most frequently used drug in overdose deaths in 2016, according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control.
Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that's approved for relieving severe pain and typically advanced cancer pain. The CDC says that it is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine.
According to the report, oxycodone had ranked first in 2011, and heroin was the leader in drug overdose deaths up to 2015. Fentanyl overtook heroin the following year, and the rate of drug overdose deaths that involved fentanyl and similar drugs doubled annually between 2013 and 2016.
Dr. Chris Eberlein is an emergency room physician at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Dr. Eberlein, welcome back to Central Time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. First of all, why has this shift happened with fentanyl bypassing heroin as the top drug most involved in overdose deaths?
It mostly is related to supply and demand. The heroin was, it started off with the oxycodone, and then, as you mentioned, it moved to heroin. And as heroin became more difficult to get on the street, for many factors, one of which they're able to mass produce fentanyl because it's purely synthetic, so they don't need to grow the poppy plant, and which are much easier to find, obviously, and destroy. So they're starting to produce these very strong synthetic opioids and then ship them in.
What is it about fentanyl that makes it so dangerous?
It really is related to the potency of the drug. People tend to buy heroin. They on the street it's referred to as a point, and that's usually one point is usually what they use to inject. And you have a drug that's 50 to 100 times more potent, and you get the same physical quantity of that drug. Then you've got 50 to 100 times of that of the opiate in your system, and it causes an overdose. And unfortunately, frequently when you're that big of an overdose, it causes death.
Let's break this down and talk about opioid use in general. For our listeners, what does opioid use look like?
As far as who's using or the overdose, because who's using, we're seeing all walks of life abusing and using these opioids.
Okay.
There tends to be a peak death in the 30s and 40s, but I've had people come into the ER overdose from their early teens all the way up into their 80s. So this is something that's really going across the spectrum in our society right now.
What about when you were talking about overdose, but what about when fentanyl is part of the mix? Is there a difference between that and other drugs, other opioids?
From the actual physical effect of the opioid, it is the same. You get the same decrease in respirations, the same altered mental status. It's purely just a dose related.
Does Narcan work when it comes to dealing with fentanyl or other synthetic opioids as it does with non-synthetics?
It works, but that too is dose related. So we're seeing an increased usage of multiple doses per patient. In fact, that's really what triggered us locally here in La Crosse to realize something was stronger in the area, because I talked to the paramedics that I work with frequently, and they had mentioned we're using 2, 3, 4 times as much Narcan per patient than we had been 6 months to a year ago. And
wow.
So that's a trend we've seen over the last several years. But Narcan does work, but you may need multiple doses or increasingly strong doses to get that opiate reversed.
When you were on the show back in August, you said that you didn't think we'd peak yet when it comes to the number of deaths from the opioid crisis. And at that time, a CDC report of preliminary numbers show that more than 72,000 people died from opioid-related overdoses in 2017. So given what you see as part of your work and what the numbers tell us, how concerned are you and how concerned should we all be?
I'm still very concerned. We're still seeing, in La Crosse, we'll see 29 deaths at least so far this year in our community, and that's the highest we've had. It is continuing across our country. To this point, I still don't think we've quite hit the peak yet. I think we're starting to see a little bit of a slowdown, at least I hope, but there is a lot of work to be done to get a handle on this epidemic.
Dr. Chris Eberlein is an emergency room physician at Gunderson Health Systems in La Crosse, and we are talking about the dangers of fentanyl as well as opioids. Now, have you, you talked about a possible slowdown. What type of progress have you seen when it comes to pushing back against the opioid epidemic?
Well, we've made major progress how we look at these opioids from a medical standpoint. When this epidemic really took off in the early 2000s and then 2010 and before, we noticed that 80% of these heroin addicts started by abusing prescription pills, and they switched over to heroin and injectable, whether they wanted more of a potent drug or they couldn't get their oxycodone, OxyContin. So maybe it was supply and demand. It's hard to know. But a lot of that was related to poor prescribing practices. And we've done a very good job really ratcheting back and figuring out the best ways to work on someone's pain. We have a long ways to go. There's no doubt about that. But at least now the default isn't always, here's your narcotic. Now it takes more time to work with a patient to figure out what's really going to work for them, but that's really where the future lies, and that's really where a lot of our impact has been made in the last 3 to 4 years, between the prescription drug monitoring program and looking at other treatment modalities for people's pain.
So what are some of the challenges that the opioid crisis, and fentanyl in particular, what's some of the challenges they pose to communities?
Well, it's incredibly costly to a community. You know, not only are people dying, but you have big law enforcement costs. You've got a lot of people that are incarcerated for this. And then you've got people that have all sorts of other sequelae, whether it be injection drugs are very dangerous from the standpoint. People get abscesses. They get bacteremia, which is bacteria in their bloodstream from it that ends up seeding heart valves, and they can get abscesses in their brain and their spinal cord. So incredibly costly complications from that standpoint that aren't often talked about. And then in addition, you have all these people that need treatment. It's so much cheaper to be on the prevention side than the treatment side. And that's really where we have to focus a lot of money, as well as prevention. But now we've got this backlog of patients that also need treatment. So this is going to be a very expensive problem to solve. We're working on increasing medication-assisted treatment programs, and we're working on getting residential treatment and detox facilities throughout the state. But they're expensive, and they take a lot of resources and a lot of community commitment to get those up and going.
So what does this mean for medical professionals like yourself? How does that impact you and folks like you?
Well, it's changed our practice a lot. It's changed how we view pain management, how we're treating pain, and then how we're dealing with patients that are addicted or dependent on these drugs, to try and make sure that we can start routing them towards the right place to get the care they need to get off of some of these medications. You've got that subset of patients that I don't want left behind, that, there's always a concern that these patients that need some narcotics can still get them. So we're walking this fine line, and I don't think we've quite found that median yet. We're getting there. I think we're getting closer, but we got to make sure all of our patients are taken care of.
And finally, what resources are available in Wisconsin to help people who are dealing with opioid addiction?
Well, there is a lot of treatment facilities out there. I would recommend that you contact your primary care provider and help them start to help you navigate the system, whether you think it's most appropriate, you need medication-assisted treatment, if you need, like a peer review treatment or more intensive inpatient. And that's part of the challenges of opiate addiction, and there really isn't one pathway to healing on this. It's going to vary for every patient, and that's why it's a little more complicated than a lot of other diseases out there, because you really have to focus and manage that individual patient.
Thank you, Dr. Eberlein, for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Dr. Chris Eberlein is an emergency room physician at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. He joined us to look at a new report that says fentanyl is the drug most often mentioned in overdose deaths.